Welcome to the on-air portion of MyCrestaNow.com. I am your host, Jensen Shields. Great opportunity to hear all the juicy details about the stories that we collect for our online page and our radio programming. Let's kick this off with the Columbia Basin Trust. They just announced a series of large-scale habitat improvements stemming from a $10 million ecosystem enhancement project. And on the line with me, I have the Trust Senior Manager for Delivery of Benefits, Tim Hicks, giving me the rundown of what these projects are all about.
Yeah, so Jensen, we're really happy to be announcing these projects. There are five projects that we'll be supporting in the basin over the coming few years through this ecosystem enhancement program that we rolled out about a year ago.
Okay.
Over the course of the entire program, we'll be looking for projects across the entire region. At this point, though, we're happy to announce that three of the projects that we've given support to are near the crest, within and near the Creston Valley, for a total amount of $1.5 million. And then there's two other projects over in the East Kootenay in the southern part of the Rocky Mountain Trench, also being supported with $1.5 million.
Good to hear. Yeah. Not only, I was just talking to my counterparts at Summit 107, and it looks like that Kimberley area is going to be getting some work done as well.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. So, you know, how did this all come to fruition? I mean, I love hearing about these projects, but I didn't hear any, lead up to it.
Oh, okay. So when we sought input from Columbia Basin residents and communities a few years ago to set our new strategic direction, we heard from residents that there was a desire to see us putting more support into large landscape-level projects helping ecosystem health. So as a result of that, we developed this new program, the Ecosystem Enhancement Program. It will run for 5 years with a budget of $10 million. And we look for projects that the program can support by reviewing regional plans for the area, also referring to the latest research, and then by asking a lot of questions of regional experts. We hold community meetings each year to look for input on what kinds of projects we could be supporting through this program. And we also ask for input from First Nations representatives as well as government experts, just so we can understand what kinds of project ideas might already be on a shelf, or what project ideas are front of mind for people that we could support implementation of to improve habitat values for a wide range of wildlife, fish, plants, bird species, etc.
Okay. Do you have any environmental engineer firms that you'll be working with directly to make this happen?
So all of the projects will be implemented by nonprofit organizations for three of them, and then First Nations for the other two. And so they will be responsible for taking care of all of any contracting that's necessary to implement the projects on the ground.
Okay. Awesome. Now, it just seems like it's almost as if we're living in an era where humans are now the gardeners of the wild, because, you know, we may have such a negative impact on nature, but at the same time, we can do more to preserve it. In these areas, will there also be some wildfire mitigation work around the surrounding area as well?
So the focus of this program is not on wildfire mitigation work. One of the projects, however, the one being carried out by the UCCUM over in the East Kootenay, will involve treatment of forest habitat for the benefit of wildlife values. It will also reduce wildfire risk at the same time over there. So we have supported for many years wildfire risk reduction work through different programs. This program, though, is focused on ecosystems and habitat and the various species that use it.
Okay. What sort of species are we talking about that may be on the decline that this will help revitalize a little bit?
So the focus in the Creston area is three projects. I'll just give you a snapshot of each of those. The first one is the 6 Mile Slough Enhancement Project. So this is a 1,200 hectare wetland restoration project being carried out by the Creston Valley Wildlife Management Area. The species focus for it is on amphibians, fish species, as well as birds. So white sturgeon, burbot, for example, as well as northern leopard frog, Foster's tern, as far as birds go, and American bittern, just to name a few of the species. The next project in the Creston Valley is the Yakinuki Hunting Grounds Restoration Project. So similar suite of species there, but we understand there's also important species that have been traditionally hunted and still are hunted in that area. And that project will focus on 500 hectares of important habitat with ecological and important cultural values in that area.
Okay.
The next project, a little bit further from Creston, but still in the area, will largely be taking place at the Darkwoods Conservation Property, where the focus is on whitebark pine restoration. So this is a subalpine pine species, which has been in the decline due to a disease called blister rust. It's a very important species for the ecosystem, with quite a number of species that depend on it for food, including grizzly bear and Clark's nutcracker.
I'm trying to imagine a grizzly bear just tearing off the bark of these trees for digestional reasons. How does it help? I'm just really curious.
Yeah, so what happens is the Clark nutcracker actually gathers the pine cones and takes the seeds out of the pine cones and then creates caches in the subalpine. So it hides its seeds here and there.
Okay.
So it can then return and eat those seeds during different times of the year. Now, I hear that the birds don't... either intentionally or unintentionally, don't remember where all of those seeds are. And the grizzly bears find these seeds in the caches and also help themselves to the seeds that the Clark's nutcracker is handily prepared for them.
See, it's those deep little knowledge tidbits that I find so interesting. You know, I never even thought that seeds being collected by birds would have such an impact on local bears and brought to you by these trees that are endangered. It's all comes full circle.
It's pretty incredible how ecosystems work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Can you tell me a little bit more about what the I forget the name of it, but the one near Kimberley, the Wycliffe, I believe it is.
Yeah, so two of them in the Cranbrook Kimberley area. So there's the Akam project that I mentioned, and then there's also the Wycliffe corridor project. So this is an area of land, very important ecologically, area of land in between Cranbrook and Kimberley that provides habitat for deer species, elk, American badger, grizzly bear, a range of wild, rare plant species as well. And that landscape consists of various parcels of land, so owned by different organizations. There's a conservation corridor within that area where there's lands owned by the Nature Conservancy of Canada, the Nature Trust of BC, as well as the province, that have been set aside for conservation purposes.
Okay.
So this project will provide support to treat that whole corridor as one piece of land from a management point of view, so that the three parties owning that land can collaborate to manage them in concert and work together to find the highest priorities to work on to support the ecological values in the area. And that project, like all of the others, have other funders at the table supporting them.
Excellent. Yeah. You know, whenever I hear about these projects, I think the initial reaction is, great, the environment is going to be improving around these areas. But I also love the fact that there's a lot of educated individuals went through school to learn about how to make the environment a better place, how to make our country and province and territories a better place, and now they get to actually put their knowledge to use.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much for giving me the rundown on all of these projects, and I can't wait to release this into the ether.
Yeah, and you're most welcome, Jensen, and thanks for your interest.
That was Tim Hicks, Senior Manager for Delivery of Benefits with the Columbia Basin Trust, talking about the 2018-2019 Ecosystem Enhancement Project. I'm Jensen Shields. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out the rest of our articles on mycrestonnow.com.